This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver, Ian, Mafia, and the five-hole O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212. For CBS 4227. Our network website is CBSSportsRadio.com. Our homepage is OnTheBenchCBS.com. Our Facebook is /Pharrell on the Bench. And our tweets are @OnTheBenchCBS and @ScottPharrell. You can listen to the network on the CBSSportsRadio.com or streaming on the CBS Sports app. Or on the radio.com app. They're both fantastic. And even Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. I think you're going to love it. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store free. It's incredible. It's got everything, all of our tweets, our Facebook page, all the videos ever, like in history and in studio videos. Good and bad. Everything's crazy. A chat room. PharrellOnTheBench.com picks. Daily fantasy rosters, and Pharrellavision, our own broadcast channel. I think you'll like it. Go check it out. It's free in the App Store. Just search the I Am Scott Pharrell app. It's pretty easy. Snapchat, follow us, one word, Pharrell on Bench. And our Instagram is On a Bench CBS. We have a new video on there of Mafia and I in a traffic jam. Very angry. So, did I cover everything there?
I think that you got all the bases pretty much covered in terms of the...
Yeah. So, except we'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th.
Fact.
Super Bowl week.
Indeed.
The Super Bowl is great. Vegas is better. Vegas at the Super Bowl is way better than even... I think the first week of the season of college football is good and everything like that. It is fun and, you know, it's all right. There's too much baseball and like, you know, early season crappy football games. But there's nothing like that week of the Super Bowl. There's everything going on. Hockey, basketball.
Yeah, like I'll be pumped for that. Instead of the 4 o'clock, you know, going to watch the baseball, we'll get maybe a little hockey, a little Islander hockey at 4 o'clock before the show.
Ugh. It's just erotic. You wouldn't believe it. Long Bars is rocking. We'll be at the D for Super Bowl week. It's already in the works. January 29th. Make your plans. What is it already for Halloween?
Coming up on it.
Isn't it like in...
week from Tuesday.
A week from next Tuesday. Correct.
Week from this Tuesday.
Well, the Tuesday coming up after
right,
the weekend.
Right.
So next week. A week from next week.
Correct.
So in other words, like 10 days, 12 days, something
somewhere
like that.
Somewhere that. It's less than 2 weeks.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday.
2 weeks
from yesterday.
So 13 days.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a long time if you ask me. And then Thanksgiving's in like a month.
A roundabout.
And then Christmas is in like 2 months. And then the Super Bowl's in 3 months.
Give or take.
And then the Super Bowl in Tampa's in 4 years. 3 years. 18, 19, 20, 4 years. 4 years. The Super Bowl is in Minnesota this year, and everyone wants to kill themselves. Except for people in Minnesota. They're loving life. God bless you. Good evening, Duluth. I support everyone in Minnesota. And I mean that. They're a hockey-loving state.
They are the state of hockey.
They are. I'm in a state of hockey. I'm watching the LA Kings right now beating the Canadiens. Canadians are terrible again.
Shame.
It sure is. It's such a shame with as much as they brag about how wonderful they are. All their stupid-ass fans. Right? I mean, are they not always cocky and bragging about how wonderful they are? At least the Yankees win. You know, a lot of people think the Yankees are the same as the Canadian fans. They brag about how many championships they have. But at least the Yankees win them. How long has it been? Since 93? My God. You'd think they'd win one by now. Or Toronto. First since 1967. That's insane.
Well, I can tell you this much.
That's 50 years or whatever the hell it is.
Toronto's closer to a cup than Montreal is right now.
Toronto's definitely closer, and they keep winning. They look like one of the best teams right now. Al in Northern Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, Scott, how you doing?
What's happening?
Baseball season's over for me, but I'm watching your Yankees, and congratulations, man. If they pull this out, it's a testament to Girardi and Cashman, and it's great for baseball. So anyway, on the football.
I'm not sure a lot of people would agree with that it's great for baseball, but I think most people think it's the worst thing for baseball that they're winning again. People are sick and tired of it. I'll tell you what. I think I would love to see the Yankees and Dodgers in a World Series. I said this 3 months ago. I said it. I want to see the Dodgers and Yankees in a World Series. We've had this conversation. I've had it with Randy Cardoon. I've talked about it with Carver High and Mafia. The days of wine and roses are long gone. We need to have the Yankees and Dodgers in a World Series again like we used to in the 70s. I'm telling you, baseball misses that. It's the greatest rivalry in one of the best in World Series history. You might as well bring it back. I say kick ass to that. I hope they both go.
Hey, I agree with you. Mickey Rivers, those days, Dusty was on the Dodgers. It was all good. Let me ask you about the Eagles. Wentz smoked the combine 2 years ago, got drafted behind Goff. Now they're 5-1. Are the Eagles for real? He's thrown 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Like, I know any week on any given Sunday, but what's your take on the Eagles?
Well, he's the leader now in Vegas for MVP of the season. They're almost top 5 in every category in football that matters, and they're playing terrific football. They look like they're well on their way, if you ask me. Now, anything could happen, injuries or, you know, et cetera. I think they have to, you know, maintain consistency, continuity. They have to, you know, stick together. If they have a bad week, it's no big deal. If they have 2 bad weeks, it's no big deal. If you have 3, you got a problem. You know, you could have 2 bad weeks and still be okay when you're 5-1. They need to win, in my view, no more than 5 more games, and they'll be a lock for the playoffs. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? Get in, and anything can happen. There's only so many teams that make it, and if you're one of them, you got a shot. The tournament isn't that big. You're talking about, you know, 12 teams. You got to win a couple games, and the next thing you know, you're 3 games, you're in the Super Bowl. You win a 4th one, you're a Super Bowl champion, right? So I think they have a shot for sure. They look to me, and I said this last night, that they're the best team in the NFC right now at this point. So going to week 7, to me, they're the best team in the NFC. That's just me, but I think they look terrific. And surprisingly, you know, their middle-of-the-pack defense – I thought actually looked fantastic last week. Numbers, the stats, all the prognostications and everything else, and they're this, they're average at this, blah, 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 blah. All I know is they're kicking everyone's ass. That's all I know. Wins are all that matter to me. I don't care about all your stats and everything, but if you want stats, they're top 5 in almost everything in football, so fair enough. I'm not into trends, whatever. All I know is they're winning, and they're kicking everyone's ass. He's awesome. I think Wentz is very exciting, and to me, he's the best young quarterback in the NFL. Everybody talks about all these other guys like Goff and Watson and all these other guys. People need to stop talking about Deshaun Kaiser being one of them. He's a long way from being good. Right now, he sucks. So there's guys that are new that are playing that, you know, are showing signs of talent for sure. And, you know, he's the best. He looks like a gamer, man. This guy, he's already beaten Roethlisberger and others in his first two seasons. He's won some big games. It'll be fun to watch him Monday Night Football this week to see what they can do. Again, they've already displayed their wares in primetime, and I expect nothing short of them doing it again. I certainly think they're better than the Redskins, but, you know, after I say that, the Redskins will win by 20. Whatever you think's going to happen on Sunday in the NFL, keep an eye on your wife. She'll be back in 4 hours. Enjoy the game. She'll be enjoying something. Everything you think will happen, something else happens. You think you got it all under control, all figured out until the last minute of the NFL game and you lose everything, right? That's exactly what happened. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's enough to drive you nuts, like some of these pictures I'm going to show you tonight. We got Snapchat. Be ready for that in this 20 minutes or something like
Serious
that.
Serious action.
It is just demented, the action. 855-212-4227. I think if a hockey team sucks like the Canadians, they should force the players all to shave their long, you know, just ugly beards. So if you don't win, you have to clean up your act.
You are not a fan of the beard.
Not these long beards that go down to their belly buttons. Like, you know, clean it up, bro. You never win. You look like an idiot. You know, go clean it up. Change something up. You haven't won in a month. Okay? Do something. People used to say to me when I did the Thrashers, how come you drink so much? We never win. Why don't you go to practice? Because we never get any better. Why do you go out clubbing after every game? I have to, after watching you play. Seriously, if you suck that bad, Canadians, make the whole team shave their beards. Do something. Get mohawks. Shave your hair. Do something. I mean, get a wax, a Brazilian or something. Do something to change it up. I mean, you look like idiots. You never win. Do something. Change your scheme, your plan, your daily routine. Do something to change it up. You're terrible. Your whole season's slipping through your beard and fingers, if that's even possible. 855-212-4227. We'll look at the most important games in Week 7. Why are the Niners not a cupcake for the Cowboys this weekend? The Browns have changed quarterbacks 20 times in the last 43 games. Chris Long's going to donate 10 game checks to support an education fund. Can the Pats stop Julio Jones on Sunday Night Football? Cliff Averill, headed injured reserve, career could be in jeopardy. He's got problems. College football playoff scenarios. X factors for the top 25 teams down the stretch. Bryce Love and Saquon Barkley, the most exciting players in college football, and how top one-loss teams can get back into the college football playoff picture. The Celtics moving forward without Gordon Hayward. They're 0-2 so far. Surgery tonight. I'm sure they're going to tell you that it went well and he's going to be fine. Porzingis trying to stop Melo tomorrow night in OKC. Good luck with that. Gambling and the Golden Knights. Can you gamble on their games in Vegas? I hope so. I think you can easily. And Pauly Malignaggi confirms talks are taking place for a Conor McGregor fight, if you want to believe that. And Landon Donovan mulling a run for U.S. soccer president. He hasn't had much luck with all of his other brilliant ideas, has he? In terms of everything he's wanted, like playing and everything, they dumped him and all the rest. So let's go. We got the rest of this hour. Call the show, you femmes, or go to bed.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
You're going to want to get on to PharrellOnTheBench.com for my plays this week in college and pro football. Tomorrow you got games Memphis and Houston in college, Kansas City, Oakland Pro. Friday, Air Force, Nevada, Colorado State, New Mexico. There's other games Friday as well. Saturday, Louisville, Florida State, Oklahoma State, Texas. Oklahoma, Kansas State, Cuse, Miami, USC, Notre Dame, and then Michigan, Penn State in primetime. You're going to love PharrellOnTheBench.com. I hit tons of money lines and spreads. Sunday, you got divisional matchups like New York, Miami, Cincy, Pittsburgh. You got other good games, Tampa, Buffalo, Baltimore, Minnesota. Sunday Night Football, rematch of the Super Bowl with Atlanta, New England. Monday Night, Washington, Philly. It doesn't get any better. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Baseball, I've been on fire. Boxing, MMA, hockey every night. Tonight I'm going to go perfect in hockey. That's like winning every single game where I come from. Pro hoops, I'm already on fire. College hoops is coming. Daily fantasy rosters in hoops, hockey, and football. We win people money there too. Unequal price, $35 a month gets you everything. Fans love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. L.A. wins it 5-1 over Montreal for the clean sweep tonight, Mafia, with my locks. There you go. So the best games of the weekend start with Kansas City, Oakland on Thursday night, and then Sunday night, Atlanta and New England. Seattle and the Giants are putting in there as one of the best games this weekend. I have no idea why. The Giants suck. I don't care if they won in Denver. Washington and Philly Monday night, I'll give that one of the best games. Saints and Packers. Why is that a good game? Because we get to watch no Aaron Rodgers. High leverage game. Broncos at Chargers. I think that's a decent game. A divisional game's always good, right?
Yes.
All right. Deshaun Kaiser named the Browns starting quarterback versus the Titans over Kevin Hogan. That's because Kevin Hogan was awful, correct?
Kevin Hogan was awful. Deshaun Kaiser was awful for a few weeks before that, and he got a couple of shots. I guess Kevin Hogan only gets one, right? That's it. So
one and done,
back
son.
Back to Kaiser.
Do you think the Cowboys will have problems with the Niners in the city by the bay?
Yes, I do.
They're in every game.
They have been in every game, basically. Pretty much every game they have been in. I think that Dallas wins the game, but it's going to be just like all these other 49er games this year. It's going to go right down to the wire.
How do you think C.J. Beathard will do?
I need to see a little more of him before I watched, obviously, a little bit of him second half last week against the Skins. I'd like to see a little more before I make a hard estimate.
How bad are the Browns? They've changed quarterbacks 20 times in the last 43 games. How embarrassing is that?
Yeah, I thought I had it bad, but the Browns have just been brutal.
Do you think, Mafia, that the Falcons will go off with Julio Jones against that crappy Pats defense?
They'll absolutely score.
It's been getting better.
Well, not really. They still give up over 300 yards last week to McCown. I mean, every quarterback they face is thrown for over 300 yards against them this season. And let's face it, McCown is no spring chicken. Is no, you know, great talent either. So it's not like when you're facing Cam Newton that you could accept that. I mean, they'll get to the middle of the road probably at some point because Belichick always gets him there. I think Matt Ryan and Julio will put up their numbers, but the problem will be if they can stop Gronk in the offense.
All right, so Dallas will host the 2018 NFL Draft at AT&T Stadium. And now some college football playoff scenarios. Three Power 5 champions could be left out. What if the SEC gets two teams in and Notre Dame is in? Then you're talking about three Power 5 champions left out. If number one Alabama and number three Georgia are undefeated heading into the SEC title game, Georgia loses a nail-biter. It's plausible the SEC's two best teams both finish in the top four. Then consider Notre Dame, a team that lost by one to Georgia, running the table. Notre Dame has the seventh toughest schedule remaining. Tailor-made to impress the committee. If they knock off USC, North Carolina State, Miami, Stanford to finish 11-1, their lone loss to a top four team, how does the committee leave them out? They wouldn't.
They wouldn't, but they're not going to have anything to worry about because Notre Dame's not going to run the table. So
they're not.
No, they are not.
I don't think so either.
Even a card-carrying Notre Dame homer like me will tell you that they are not running the table. They will lose maybe two more of those games.
Do you think they'll lose this weekend?
I think it's very possible.
Mafia, do you like USC or Notre Dame?
I like Notre Dame just because I still don't trust Darnold. He's still not getting the ball, you know, in the receiver's hands enough without throwing it away. He's been made some great throws, but he throws the ball away too much. And you know what? The Pac-12 can be completely out of this. The way Washington State lost last week, you've had USC lose before. I mean, they're not looking good right now.
I think they're finished. I think the only way they would get a team in this year is if they were undefeated like Washington last year. I don't think that the Pac-12's in the mix now for this playoff.
It's a similar scenario to the ACC's nightmare, a two-loss conference champion. The only difference would be that USC had a league loss to Washington State. Saturday's game between USC and Notre Dame is a elimination game, which means if the Trojans lose, it's unlikely even a Pac-12 title will be enough to get them in.
Yeah, that would finish them. You get two losses, you're done.
Wisconsin becomes the first undefeated conference champ left out of the playoff. This would be even more controversial if number one on the list were to come to fruition, which is the three Power Five champs left out. Wisconsin has beaten zero opponents with records above 500. No non-conference wins against Power Five teams. Opponents are 16-23. The Badgers are the mirror image of Iowa in 2015. The Hawkeyes lost to Michigan State in a Big Ten title game, so the committee never had to consider the possibility of leaving an undefeated league champ out, or at least not yet anyway. TCU drops from number two to number five because of the Big 12 championship game. Could you imagine the look on Patterson's face? It could. If TCU dropped in 2014, dropped from number three to number six in the committee's final ranking, prompting agony and debate over which team needed a conference champ. So it got one. Now, what if the Big 12's ideal scenario is also its worst nightmare? Undefeated TCU loses to Oklahoma State, a team it already beat during the regular season, in the Big 12 championship game and drops out of the top four again. Are you buying or selling TCU?
I've been selling them all year. They will lose a game somewhere along the line here.
Auburn wins out, but the committee still chooses one loss Alabama because they're in bed with them. Aren't they always in it, just no matter what they do?
As long as they have one loss or zero losses, Alabama's going
to
be in the game.
North Carolina State loses to Notre Dame but beats Clemson and wins the ACC. Winning the ACC is great, but if the Wolfpack lose to Notre Dame along the way, the ACC loses big time as well. When we come back, I'll take your calls. If you're on hold, don't give up. I'm taking calls the rest of the way, so call the show, 855-212-4CBS, plus the Ask the Pros coming up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Is the guy's name, is it really Ollie?
It is Ollie.
Ollie. Your boy Ollie is riding in from New York tonight on the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question from Ollie.
Ollie, oxen free.
It is a two-parter, Mafia. One, it says, Pharrell, how do you think Porzingis will do against Melo tomorrow night? There's your answer.
Offensively or defensively? Because we know Melo doesn't play defense, so he might score a bunch.
That's one way of looking at it. Do you think the Knicks can cover the 12?
Probably not.
And then the second part is, you're always talking about Vegas. Can you bet on that hockey team in Vegas? Because you couldn't bet on the college team there, I think he said. Is that what he's writing?
That is correct. You couldn't bet UNLV football.
For a while you couldn't. I think you can now.
I believe you can now, yes.
So, but you can bet on the Golden Knights everywhere.
What the NHL was trying to do is they were trying to get it taken out of the two or three casinos that are closest to the T-Mobile Arena.
So the New York, and the Monte Carlo.
Right. And really, I believe that reporter who did that story, he went in and spoke with the guy who was at the sports book in the New York, and said, and he was like, we basically barely take any action on the Golden Knight games. And then there was another thing that said that casinos further down the strip get more action on the hockey game than the ones closest to it. So really no harm, no foul. You want to bet the hockey game on the way in, just go do
it. So one of the guys, Jay Cornegay, the VP at the Superbook in Vegas, said he went as a fan of the game. The proximity doesn't matter. Of the people that are attending the game, less than 1% have bet on it. People think everyone in Vegas has a bet on these games. It's not true. I go to UNLV games. We've been booking their games for 17 years now. I watch it closely, talk to people. It's rare you find someone at the game who's bet on the game. I went to the first Golden Knights game, and no one I talked to knew what the line was or had made a bet on the game. They're two different crowds. You have gamblers at sportsbooks, and you have fans at games. These people are going to the games, are true fans, just like in any city.
I believe that.
I do, too.
Because the people who are gambling on the games, and we know this, usually you're gambling on more than one,
right.
And you want to be able to watch at the sports book all five games that you're gambling on at once. So going to the Golden Knight game.
And why go to a sports book now when you can bet on your phone?
Right, which is
in Nevada.
Outstanding also.
And how do you think Zinger will do against Mello?
Mafia said he's going to have a big night.
All right, can we send Ollie in New York a case of absolutely nothing?
You'll get nothing and like it.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. This winter, one out of four batteries is going to fail. Get yours tested for free during Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has the Superstar Battery for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. All right, so I'm going to get everybody on. And there's a couple things we want to go through. So Chad and Boise, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, thanks for having me on the show tonight. Appreciate it.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, I love the show. So a couple things. First off, you're talking about Vegas and the Golden Knights and everything, and I think it's just – it's crazy how we're 2 weeks into the hockey season, and they're at top of the Pacific Division. I don't think anybody would have called that. So no matter how much James Neal has played his heart out for the team, that's just crazy.
Crazy that they're playing the way they are and that they're winning. I certainly was not buying that at all, that they would be a good team this year and their first year in the league. I thought they'd be like every other expansion team. They all suck. This team is certainly, so far they proved me wrong. Now, will it stand? Will it stick? It depends on how long Marc-Andre Fleury's out. And I think that there'll be other factors involved in this season, like injuries and everything else and road trips. And there's going to be moments where they don't look too good for sure, but if they play consistent hockey and win and keep winning, it'll be the greatest story ever because we've never seen that before, an expansion team do well, really. I guess once the Florida Panthers, right? Didn't they had people throwing rats on the ice and they were popular, but I've seen a lot of horrible expansion teams.
Another thing to remember here with the Knights, and listen, what they've done is outstanding early on, winning all these games. Also look at who they did it against. They have two wins against Arizona, who stinks. They beat Buffalo in overtime, not a great team. I personally don't think the Bruins are that great this year. They beat them. They haven't. It's not like the Blackhawks and the Penguins and all these big teams have rolled in to play Vegas yet. So let's relax.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to relax. What else, Chad?
Well, the Colorado Avalanche actually won the Stanley Cup in their technical. They weren't an expansion team, but they moved. Anyway. The New York Rangers.
Not the same at all.
No, it isn't the same at all. Sorry. I'm just an Avs fan and Anyway.
I mean, they've had a good start too. I also don't believe that will last.
I agree. I don't think it's sustainable. But the second point I was gonna mention was the New York Rangers. I mean, they've just come out of the gate and Henrik Lundqvist is starting to look his age. And it's kind of disappointing to see the King just kind of falling flat on his face these first few games.
Yeah, they have certainly had their problems to start the season. And I think that, frankly, if it doesn't get fixed, like they play the Islanders tomorrow night, if they don't turn around and start winning, I think my guess is heads will roll soon. I mean, they've played terrible hockey to start the season. So it's pretty much all hands on deck, I would guess, tomorrow night against the Islanders. They basically have to win the game. I know it sounds insane, but what are they, 1-5? I mean, they're terrible. So they keep losing in the weirdest ways, too. Like the Penguins beat them in the last seconds last night with a late goal and then an overtime goal early into the overtime, less than a minute in with Malkin scoring easily on the doorstep. So I think that the Rangers look terrible, and you're right about that for sure as well. Daniel in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Daniel!
Hey, how you doing?
God, I'm all right.
Yeah. What do you think about an Alabama-Georgia national title game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that at the very least, we're probably going to see them meet. It would, possibly, it looks like in the SEC title game. So I'll take that for what it's worth. I mean, bring it on. I don't know. I mean, if the loser of that game could still get in, I guess, if they don't lose any other games. I don't personally, I'm having a hard time right now in mid-October believing that all that's going to pan out and that all these SEC teams are going to get into the playoff. My guess is one will get in, right? I mean, that's just my guess, unless everybody knows something I don't know and they're getting two in every year. I mean, it's getting ridiculous, isn't it? They ignore all these other conferences, and just that's all they do is do deals with this SEC. It's ridiculous. Larry in Cleveland.
Hey, Farrell, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Steelers fan in Cleveland, so local media here, and my friends can't really say much to me. But
they can't.
Mike Tomlin is consistently inconsistent, and that's about all he is. They'll stink it up at home against the Jaguars. They'll lose on the road at the Bears a few weeks ago. They go to Arrowhead, beat KC. Wouldn't surprise me if they have a letdown against the Bengals. Everyone keeps telling me he's a leader among men, but you know, this guy refuses to make in-game adjustments. I guess if you're comparing him to AFC North coaches, he's a great coach, but that's not saying much. So.
Well, I mean, they win and they go to the playoffs and they're in title games. I mean, I really, you know, the players seem to love him. The Rooneys love him. I think you're, to be honest with you, I think you're, you know, it's just not working. It's not going to work. There's too much going for him on the other side of this equation. Too many people think highly of him and that, and you know, even media and fans and the players and the owners, and I mean, I just think everybody loves him. I mean, I honestly don't think he's going anywhere. So all you're talking about, he sucks. It basically is what you're saying to me. I just don't think it's selling. You know what I mean? Like, are you with me on that, Mafia? Like, this guy Sam Tomlin basically is a terrible in-game coach, and he never adjusts, and he's just not good. Is basically what the guy said to me.
Except that team's always good. They're always strong. Whether you think that he makes the right decisions every time or not, no coach does. And that team loves him. The players love him. The owners love him. And they don't make changes. So
just sit back and drink beer and watch your team win. And if they don't win, it sucks. It is what it is. It's the NFL. But your team always seems to be in it. Win the division. Go to the playoffs. I don't know what you want. I mean, obviously, you want to win every single game and every single Super Bowl. Right? That's pretty much what you're looking for? Good luck with that. It doesn't work that way, bro. T in Vegas on 1140.
What's up, Pharrell?
Oh, Shiggy.
Yo, dude, first time caller. Can I get a quick Heineken, please?
Can we get a fresh Heine?
Yeah. Get excited about the Flyers. How about they haven't won the Cups in 76, man?
I think it's 75, right? And
since the bicentennial.
Right. But they're having a great start to their season. I think, I like the way Simmons is playing for sure. They've always had that you know, Giroux factor. Claude Giroux's been, you know, he's been playing well, so whatever. I don't know. I also, you know, I'm going to say this. I think at the end of the day, Carver, I'm also selling the Flyers. I think eventually it'll all catch up to them.
Not a playoff team.
They just look like, you know, they look great right now, 3-4 weeks into the season. Everybody's buying them, and then we'll find out what they're made of when it matters after January. All this stuff in mid-October, like they're going to the Stanley Cup and everything, calm down. I don't think they have enough depth. I don't think they have enough talent, to be honest with you. I think they just came out and played well in the first week or two, and they've looked good, and everybody needs to, you know, see how it plays out over the next couple of months. Draymond Green strained his knee in that Warriors loss in their opener. Speaking of guys that got injured, everybody, CP3 twisted his knee, the whole deal. So there's a lot of guys banged up. Not a lot of tears over Draymond Green, who's, you love him or hate him, don't you? There's no in-between with that guy. It's either love him or hate him. It's probably a lot like me when you think about it. So tomorrow night we have, again, Cubs and Dodgers, Kershaw, Quintana, at Wrigley. The Cubs have to win or they are finished. And the Yankees and Astros will fly to Houston and have off until Friday night, game six. Verlander will face Severino. So you'll have that going. So tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have the Chiefs and Raiders going on and the baseball game and a college football game, Memphis and Houston. Pretty good stuff. Got a nice little triple header there. You got some hockey tomorrow. I think there's a bunch of games.
Islanders-Rangers.
Isles-Rangers, I mentioned earlier when we were talking about the Rangers. Huge game for them. I don't think it's that big of a game for the Islanders. It's a good game, but I don't think the Islanders are as desperate as the Rangers.
They only have one more point than the Rangers.
But they've won a couple games, haven't they?
They're 2-3-1. I mean, they haven't.
Well, that's
played
better
well.
Than being 1-5. No, you're imagining things. When you're 1-5, you suck. When you're 2-3, you're one game under 500. I could spin that any way you like. They won
basically
on
basically 2-4.
They won on the road. They won on the West Coast. What do you want? A sandwich? Here's another guy wants them to win every single game they
not
play. Just every game, all 82 games. Islanders are never going to lose. They're just every game. It's just, but the Rangers are desperate. So I hope the Islanders beat them. Actually, what do I care, Mafi, if your team's bleeding? Mafi's ready to quit being a hockey fan at this point. So we got a lot going on tomorrow night, even NBA. We'll see Lonzo Ball play tomorrow night. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. For Carver, I am Mafi. I'm Pharrell. Good night. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.